Hello, everyone, and welcome to the official podcast of Mouseweight. The podcast is brought to you by the Hojo, the Howard Johnson of Anaheim. They will be having special Mouseweight group rates for the fourth Mouseweight reunion, which will be the weekend of May 17th through the 19th. So call the Hojo in-house reservations and ask for Chris or Denise. Just mention the Mouseweight reunion blog. I'm joined this week by the new Trent.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And Melanie Mouse.
Hi, guys.
Trent, please talk to us about True Love Week, which wrapped up this...
Oh, my gosh. I would love to tell you about True Love Week. True Love Week was last week's limited time magic offering from the Disney parks. It offered guests a chance to show your true love to your special somebody. It offered meet and greets with Donald and Daisy, as well as Mickey and Minnie over on Main Street. Mickey in his dapper outfit and Minnie in her polka-dotted heart dress. Those were great costumes you don't see very often. It's nice to see those out. Snow White's Wishing Well was also dressed up in true love colors and doves. And
they had, like, fake birds that kind of scared me.
Oh, on top of
I
it?
Saw
yeah.
Those birds.
Yeah, those birds.
It was a real bird, and I somehow worked up the courage to go touch what I thought was a real bird.
It's Disney magic at its finest.
I mean, in retrospect, that was a bad idea if it turned out to be a real bird. But
you touched it anyway.
It would have been so awesome if it was a real bird. also offered during True Love Week were the Wandering Wallflowers, which if you remember a couple weeks ago, we were guessing about what those would be. And they did happen to be Anastasia and Giselle, and accompanied by Lady Tremaine.
Yeah.
The stepsisters of Cinderella.
They were
didn't know that
a already. Hoot and a half.
Oh, a hoot and a half. Well, they got to hurry up and get that other half, because it's not good to walk around with just half a hoot, if you know what I'm saying.
I loved listening to them sing. I loved and hated it because it was terrible, but it was hilarious.
They had that beautifully terrible voices.
Yes.
Singing such hits as Sweet Nightingale and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. It was awesome. It was so hilarious to hear those characters sing like that.
Who else was there?
Oh, I can tell you who else was there. Also there were the princesses, of course, at the Princess Royal Walk, the temporary location for the princess meet and greet. But they were also accompanied by their prince.
Yay!
Yes.
I know that you don't see them very often, so it was awesome to see them there. So, like, Cinderella had Prince Charming, Snow White had the prince,
and
Jasmine Bella had Aladdin.
Had the Beast.
Yes, the best one.
Everybody in that 2-hour line was waiting for her.
You know what? I think that is true. Like, most of the people in that line were waiting for the Beast.
Yeah, I met a lot of people who were waiting for very specific couples.
And I
waited off to the side with, like, a few people who were like, I'm waiting for Jasmine and Aladdin. I'm waiting for Rapunzel and Flynn.
Yeah, and Flynn, yeah. They're, even if you can go see them over on in Fantasyland. But
who they want to see.
And I think I think having Rapunzel and Flynn there is just is the transition of them being moved out of the
their area and
the tower.
At the village house.
Eugene Fitzherbert,
right. I have heard that they are moving Rapunzel and Flynn out of the village house and moving Merida into that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so having Rapunzel and Flynn over at the Royal Walk is probably just a transitional testing out the waters. So, all right, moving on. Fantasmic returned. Melanie, tell us all about that.
Well, Fantasmic came back February 15th, which was on a Friday, and we actually got to see it together.
Yay.
On the 16th, that was my main goal.
Lots of fun. Yeah.
The only thing was that. What was that?
The birthday girl's wish.
Oh, yeah, that was my wish, to see Fantasmic. Hmm. But the only thing that was missing was the Mark Twain, because it's still in refurb.
Wah,
and So instead they had all the characters out on Tom Sawyer's Island, which is nice, but I think the Mark Twain is a lot better than having them just come out and dance on Tom Sawyer's Island. But what do you guys think?
Well, obviously the Mark Twain is way more magical. I just thought it was cool to see something different happening, right? Because it's been 20 years and I've seen it so many times. But at the same time, I would get really bored if they all just came out on the island, because then you have to stare at the island for like 2 or 3 minutes while they do their little sash dance, or what is it called?
Sash dance. Also-
What is that called?
They're streamers.
Streamers, right. I don't know why I thought of sash.
The stream dance.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's as great as ever.
Yeah.
Mark Twain also has fireworks.
Oh, that's true. They have the.
You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong with pyrotechnics.
And they're my favorite fireworks. Too.
They make everything better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's also, I believe, there are more characters on the Mark Twain than there are on the.
Yeah,
island.
You can't fit that many people.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, and plus they get hidden.
That's what you think. Have you seen how many? You do know how many people you can fit the Tom Sawyer.
A
bunch.
A
that's
lot.
How many.
But
big number.
But not with
big
enough
number.
Space to do a streamer dance.
Yes.
Moving on. Nicole, can you tell us about Dapper Day coming up?
Yes. Dapper Day is coming this Sunday, and it's an all-day affair. The official Dapper Day people will be selling pins and merch inside the Grand in front of the conference center at the East Registration Desk. They actually asked Jared Maruyama, I believe is how you say his name, who created the cool hipster Mickey that you guys can see at Wonderground Gallery. He's like wearing glasses and he has on, I think, a fedora, and he's like holding a coffee. He does
drinking his Starbucks.
Like a Starbucks. That artist,
he's got a scarf on.
That artist actually designed all the Dapper Day merchandise. So if you guys are into that, it's actually been released what it'll look like, and they're really great. So go get some of those if you're going to be there, and also let us know if you will be there. Melanie, I know this is going to be your first Dapper Day. Have you thought of an outfit, or what do you think it's going to be like?
It's kind of last minute that we're actually going. So I do have an outfit that I've used once that I might use on Sunday, but I'm excited. I'm really excited to take pictures on Buena Vista Street.
Yeah.
That is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Gee, guys, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Gee, guys, I guess you can't join us, Trent.
You think I feel good about not being able to join you?
I
feel
you
horrible.
Feel amazing.
I would love. whenever I don't get to see you guys, I just feel more complete. No, I wish I could go, but unfortunately I cannot.
Yeah, so everybody, if you're coming on Sunday, please let us know. Post in the lounge, post what you might be wearing, or take pictures and be sure to post them, especially for the people at home like Trent, who won't be able to make it. Now, Trent, please tell us about Oz the Great and Powerful.
So Oz the Great and Powerful, if you couldn't tell by the name already, is the prequel to the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. It'll be starring James Franco, Mila Kunis, Rachel Weisz, and Michelle Williams. Right now in Disney's California Adventure over at the Muppet Vision 3D Theater, they are having a preview of the film. It looks to be about the first like 8 or 9 minutes of the movie. The theater itself is great for these kinds of previews because they offer them in 4D,
mm-hmm.
which means you'll have the glasses on in 3D, but there's also like special effects inside of the theater.
Mostly
so the lighting. Yeah, mostly water. Yeah. Water is falling on you.
And lighting.
Yeah, the lighting is just everywhere. It creates a better effect of the movie, bringing it out of the screen. I got a chance to see the preview and didn't know what to expect from the film before. It's been a long time since I've seen the original Wizard of Oz. So
really?
Long time. I don't watch it regularly.
I watch that movie regularly.
Well, I don't. It's been like so. I haven't seen that movie since I was like a kid.
Me neither.
I barely remember out. What no. happens in that movie.
We all need I to mean, watch obviously, together.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I want to watch The Wizard of Oz before I watch Oz the Great and Powerful. But
yeah, you need to.
You don't tell me what to do. Okay. But I do want to watch it for sure. Also, offered for the preview for Oz the Great and Powerful is special food at Award Wieners. They are offering the, I guess it's called the Yellow Brick Roll hot dog. It is an Kobe all beef Chicago style dog on a cheddar poppy yellow roll with dill, pickles, tomatoes, onions, pepperoncinis, and a sweet emerald green relish. They are also offering a Wizard Blizzard drink, which is a Minute Maid light lemonade with a breeze of Granny Smith apple flavor topped with citrus foam.
Ooh.
All of this stuff will be...
Sounds good.
Sounds amazing. All of this stuff will be offered until the end of March. And also this past weekend, February 17th, they had a hot air balloon, the traveling hot air balloon in promotion of the film. They set it up right in the middle of the Esplanade, roped off so nobody can get anywhere close to it. But I believe there were people riding in it. They were offering like rides inside of the hot air balloon. They would bring it down and then bring it back up. So,
do you guys remember the significance of the hot air balloon?
No.
No. Yes.
No. Isn't that how she was supposed to get home?
Yes. And it's technically, I believe, how the wizard came into Oz.
That is. Oh, that's that true. Is how the movie. The that previews. Is how the movie started.
Mm-hmm.
The movie started with him trying to leave the circus in his hot air balloon. And then being sucked into the tornado, and then everything turned into color.
Yeah. Just like The Wizard of Oz.
Just like The Wizard of Oz. All right. Does anybody plan on seeing the movie? Oz the Great and Powerful?
Yes, I do.
I was kind of iffy about seeing it when it was first announced, but after seeing the previews, it actually looks really good, so I do want to go see it.
Yeah. I would definitely, if you have the chance, go out to Disney's California Adventure and go see that preview, because the preview is amazing. Oz the Great and Powerful will be in theaters March 8th, so be on the lookout for that. Moving on to a bit of the rumor mill going around, we're going to have our very own Strawberry Guy come in right now and tell you more about this rumor that's going on. So, Strawberry Guy, take it away.
Hey guys, so in Starcade, just so everyone knows, since the Wreck-It Ralph meet and greet has ended, half of the Starcade room has been closed, and there are no video games downstairs at all. If you look upstairs past the escalator, you can see they have arcade cabinets up there plugged in, and on various days this last week, I've seen them in various stages. You know, one day, the marquees, which is the part of the cabinet that shows the name of the video game. One day that I visited, the marquees were all taken off of the cabinets. Another day I came back, they were all back on, looking nice and clean. I went upstairs to the Space Mountain standby line, and if you look through the tint, the window tint, you can just barely see through, and I saw that Road Blasters was upstairs. It was plugged in and running in attract mode. I saw various cabinets up there. Like I said, with tinting, it's hard to see how many or exactly what games are up there. So I spoke with a cast member who was working in the retail area of the Starcade room. And she told me that sometime in March, the bottom level of Starcade will be reopened, and that's where all of those games are going. She said they are from Flynn's Arcade, and that, like I said, without having an exact date, at some point in March, they're all going downstairs for us to play. She couldn't comment for sure if we would see the Fix-It Felix Jr. cabinets from the Wreck-It Ralph meet and greet included there. I certainly hope we do. But hey, at least we have a pretty well substantiated claim that we're going to have some classic arcade gaming back in Tomorrowland. So we'll see you at Starcade next month. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Lennon, for that. And now moving on to some Disney Pixar movie news. Melanie, take it away.
Okay. Finding Nemo 2 is set to come out in 2016. And the voice of Marlin, Albert Brooks, Ellen DeGeneres, who's the voice of Dory, has signed on, as well as the director, Andrew Stanton, who directed the first Finding Nemo. And I wanted to know what you guys think the plot might be.
I think Nemo gets lost again.
I have no idea how they would make a sequel to this.
I think Nemo gets lost using Apple Maps.
Whoa.
Apple Maps.
Topical.
And that's the whole plot.
I feel like they made a sequel to that movie, and it's called The Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage.
Well, not everyone is able to go see that one.
Yeah, well, they're better off.
Maybe Dory will get lost.
Yeah,
that seems plausible.
But it's called Finding Nemo too. It doesn't say anything about Dory getting lost.
Well, they can also. That's like a tentative title. Remember, they also called Monsters Inc. 2 before they called it Monsters University. So it could be like Finding Marlin or Finding Dory.
Do you think
Finding Bruce?
Finding Bruce.
Do you think Bruce
can get lost? Oh, will they age? That might be something.
Like, years into the future, angsty teenager Nemo.
Just the floppy hair
running away.
Yeah.
So
how do you guys feel about all these Pixar sequels? We have Cars 2, we have the prequel Monsters University, and Toy Story 2 and 3, and then now Finding Nemo 2.
I feel like this is quote unquote a problem ever since like Cars 2 was announced or was put out, because Toy Story 2 and 3 were still in the middle of like very original Disney Pixar movies coming out. So then after Cars 2, it's like, where are they going from there? Well, they're going with Brave, and then they're coming out with Monsters University. Finding Nemo 2 coming in 2016. There's also these rumors of Toy Story 4, which were out of nowhere, kind of weird.
There's Toy Story 4 rumors. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, apparently two Colombian news sources tweeted that Tim Allen, Tom Hanks, and Joan Cusack were signed on to do Toy Story 4. And a rep for Walt Disney Studios told BuzzFeed that nothing official has been announced, and that the studio is currently investigating the origin of the speculation.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like something they didn't want getting out.
Something's happening there.
Because they're not saying no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how it works, but if you're investigating like the leak, that means
that
there's something getting out that you don't want there to be.
And you know what? I don't want another Toy Story movie, to be honest. I feel like
Toy Story 3
ended it, and the shorts are doing just a fine job of keeping that story going.
Yeah. I love those shorts.
Yeah, the Party shorts are great.
Rex. Like,
they're so keep Rex.
Yeah. No, Small Fry was my favorite. Small Fry was a great one.
Oh, Small Fry was really good too.
Those are keeping the story going along without having a main story, which is just fine. They don't need to make another full feature movie.
They keep it going without taking away the integrity of like the trilogy. If you add another movie, it might just fall flat, and then it'll be that movie you don't want to remember.
What if it's another trilogy?
Oh, no.
I still don't want it. I know.
I don't want it.
All right. So, Nicole, why don't you tell us about an exhibit that's happening at the Walt Disney Family Museum?
All right. So all you people up in Northern California who unfortunately can't make it down to Disneyland over here in Southern California as often you would like, you can head over to the Walt Disney Family Museum, which is actually having a Snow White exhibit right now. But they also just announced that from May 23rd through July 7th, they're going to be having a Maurice Sendak exhibit. Maurice Sendak, for those who don't know, created a lot of children's books, including the incredibly popular Where the Wild Things Are. So the exhibit will feature 50 years, 50 works, 50 reasons, featuring 50 works by the legendary author and illustrator, as well as statements from celebrities, authors, and personalities on his work. And actually, a fun fact, the reason I believe that they're going to have a Sendak exhibit is that he became an illustrator at a young age of 12 after watching Fantasia. And he has actually a lot of Mickey Mouse and Disney memorabilia. Have you guys read Where the Wild Things Are? Do you remember that book from your childhood?
I did not read that at
vaguely.
All.
I don't remember a lot of things from my childhood, okay?
How did you read Where the Wild Things Are?
I probably have, I just don't remember.
Did not.
I didn't even watch the movie when it came out.
The movie was okay.
It looked strange to me. I don't know. I just didn't.
It was live action.
Want
right?
to see it. Yeah.
It was live action. It was great. So if you're up in Northern California or if you're taking a trip up there at some point, be sure to check that out.
Another thing about the Walt Disney Family Museum is I believe VFX Genie said on Mouseweight that they have started to allow people to take pictures of the museum, which they haven't allowed in like a long time. Like ever since it was open, they allowed pictures, I suppose. So allowing people to take pictures now.
I actually went last year and I didn't know the rule of not taking pictures. I guess the person at the front who was like taking my ticket forgot to tell me, and I didn't really read my ticket. And so I was trying to take pictures inside the Disneyland room, and I could just see someone coming over to me like, you're not supposed to be doing that. Like, oh, whoops, I'm putting my phone away. But yeah. I mean, it's really amazing. I'm glad people will be able to take pictures because there's a lot of stuff that should be shared. I mean, there's a great exhibit of Disneyland. So
yeah.
I've never been there, so I'm excited to see everyone's pictures now.
I wanted to go myself for a while ever since I've heard about it. So. And VFX Genie has posted a couple of pictures from the Disneyland exhibit on Mouseweek. So if you can, use the search feature. Go check those out.
Check those out. All right. Now, moving on to Trent. Tell us about some annual pass holder discounts.
And what may seem like the best annual pass holder discount you can have, Earl of Sandwich is giving 20% off on Mondays and Tuesdays in February and March to annual pass holders on your purchase. And if you haven't been to Earl of Sandwich, I would suggest going because the place is amazing. So good. And they just started offering regularly on the menu the holiday sandwich, which usually just comes out during the holiday between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Holiday sandwich is a sandwich comprised of turkey, stuffing, gravy, and cranberry sauce. And it is like one of their best sandwiches.
It is my favorite sandwich from Earl of Sandwich.
Now that it's offered regularly, I might just order that all the time. I used to get the All-American, I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe the All-American was like a good substitute, but it's not the holiday sandwich. So holiday sandwich is it.
The only thing is I don't like cranberry sauce, so I feel bad. I have to ask. No.
Really?
The cranberry sauce on those sandwiches are delicious.
I like cranberry sauce in general.
They add so much flavor to those sandwiches. Not that they don't have flavor. I'm just saying. They're just really good.
Anyways, they're delicious.
They are. They're amazingly delicious. All right. Melanie, can you please tell me about more of the annual pass holder discounts?
We have found out after our bowling meetup that there are also AP discounts at the Garden Walk. Many of the places at Garden Walk give discounts to annual pass holders for shopping and dining. I believe all the information for those are on the Disneyland website, disneyland.com. And there are also discounts for 300 Anaheim, $5 a game, $5 games that are not valid Fridays and Saturdays after 5 p.m.
I am going to take advantage of that at some point.
We will need to.
We are.
It's we will.
Yeah. 300 Anaheim also offers $10 unlimited bowling Monday through Thursday from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. So during off season, that's a great place to go after the parks when they close at 8, which is
right when the park
so
closes,
early.
Just head on over to 300 Anaheim and bowl your night away.
Yeah.
So now I want to remind you guys about AP events going on. So AP early entry is still going on during most weekends until April 14th. For the early entry, I believe it's Saturday is DCA and Sunday is Disneyland. Correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And also, don't forget that there's one more chance to do the AP Extra Magic Hours at DCA, which is after park closing, for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Our last chance to do this is this coming Thursday, February 28th.
I'll be taking advantage of that for the first time. And last.
Actually.
First and last.
Also, for annual pass holders, Peter Pan will be playing at the Opera House on February 27th. However, the screening times will be different from the normal 2 showings a day. Instead, screening times will be at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Also, annual pass holders will get to enjoy Fantasyland for 2 extra hours after park closing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, snap.
And that will be from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you can get your wristbands in front of the Opera House starting at 10 a.m. And the wristbands count for both Peter Pan and for the extra hours of Fantasyland.
That's pretty cool.
I'm guessing they chose Fantasyland because it has the Peter Pan ride, right?
Yeah.
They could be testing something out. I don't know what, but it sounds interesting that they would have a...
It's intriguing.
Have a wristband for the movie and for...
Fantasyland.
Yeah.
But do you think a lot of people are going to get a wristband because they just want to go to Fantasyland and not go watch the movie?
They have the showtime spread out so far that they could also enjoy the movie.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people might not show up to the movie, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. Did a lot of people show up to those annual pass holder movies before, during the summer?
The summer, not so much, actually.
It was during the fall,
Well, yeah, the end of summer, beginning of fall. Yeah. I went to Sleeping Beauty, and it was probably only a quarter full.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. So I think a lot of people sign up early in the day and don't realize how tired they'll be by the end of the night, or that they'd rather be doing other things.
Well, that's why it's good that they're doing it throughout the day instead.
Yeah, so I think that's a much better idea. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
Okay, and also announced for Limited Time Magic, starting February 25th to March 3rd, the Dapper Dans will be singing songs from hit boy bands such as NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and One Direction.
Yes.
Ow!
Woo!
I'm so excited for that.
Oh, gosh, I cannot wait.
So that am is, I.
I'm going to be camping out like a little fan
for Dapper Dans.
It's going to be like all the girls at Mad Tea Party, but it's just going to be...
the girls at Mad Tea Party. You'll be a Dapper Dan groupie.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah, I was gonna get a Dapper Dan shirt. Oh, I need to do that now.
We should do that. All of us get Dapper Dan shirt.
Dance!
And bum rush them, even though they just like stand on Main Street.
Now this will be fun. If you've seen the video for the little preview they did when they announced Limited Time Magic, they're not doing just like boy band concerts or like using it in a way that they would sing the songs, I guess.
Yeah.
It's smart.
I like it.
This is the Limited Time Magic event I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
All my life.
The original boy band, it says.
The original.
Yes, original boy band is Dapper Dans.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nicole, I hear we have some special interviews to share.
Yes, at our 300 Anaheim bowling meetup, Misty Mouse and myself had a couple interviews with some mouse waiters. We just asked them some questions about themselves, and now we'll let you get to know a little more about some of our very special mouse waiters.
Missy Mouse here at the beautiful 300 Anaheim, here at the Mouse Wait Bowling event. And I have the privilege of interviewing a couple of mouse waiters, and I'm here today with, I'll let her introduce herself,
Holly, also known as Tuesday737.
So Holly, how long have you been on Mouse Wait?
Almost 2 years, about 1 year and 8 months.
And how did you hear about Mouse Wait?
I just looked up the app in the Android Google Play, and there it was.
So what has been your favorite experience?
One of my favorite times was meeting with some friends from Mouse Wait, and they convinced me to go on California Screamin', which I've been too scared to ride for the last 10 years, and now it's one of my favorite rides.
What are some of your favorite attractions at Disneyland or at DCA?
Well, I really like Screamin' now, and I really like the animation studio, just sitting in there and relaxing and watching all the features inside the big room in there. And in Disneyland, I really like Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, and Star Tours.
What is also your favorite feature? What do you enjoy the most about using Mouse Wait?
I really enjoy all the lounge things, like the live pictures and the live feed and chatting with other mouse waiters.
What's something that you like to do at the park that you wouldn't do normally? Something special.
I tend to eat a lot more unhealthy when I'm at the park because everything is so good there.
But everyone knows there's no calories at Disneyland.
That's very true. Thank goodness.
Thanks, Holly, for taking the time to do this interview. All right, this is Nicole Face coming to you from 300 Anaheim, the official Mouse Wait meetup. And we have a mouse waiter here who wants to be interviewed. All right, so tell us your mouse wait name.
It's Waits for Dodger Ears. I know, it's a deep voice, I'm a guy, I'm a huge disappointment to everybody. I'm not a girl. I know.
All right, so how did you find out about Mouse Wait?
About 1.5 years ago, I had a broken foot, and I had just come across, or we just got our annual passes, so I went through the app store and was like looking for Disney apps, and this was one of the top ones that came across, so I decided, oh, why not? I'll check it. And I was like, oh, this is a nice little app. I can, like, see pictures from the park and everything. And everyone.
So did you immediately jump into the lounge?
My first post was, hey, can anyone come over here with a broken cast? And what's your experience like? And everyone's like, I don't like that logo on the cast because I had the LA logo on it. Like, I don't like that logo on the cast, so no.
Okay, what has been your favorite experience so far on Mouse Wait, in person or otherwise?
Just the general community. When my mom passed, I made a post that said, you know, you guys remind me of how my family is. We all joke on each other, yet it's out of love. And that's what I love about this community. That's what stands out, is everybody jokes on one of each other like they're siblings. But we all know it's a joke. That's what I love about this community.
Do you have any traditions when you go to the park?
Me and my friends, when we go to the parks, we always have to ride Tower of Terror. I know a lot of people are like, oh no, Tower of Terror.
That's an amazing tradition.
Right? But yeah, that's one of the things we always have to go on because it's an amazing ride. Yeah. Come on now. I'm sorry. Attraction.
Favorite Disney movie?
Probably because of my screen name icon. Because of Pascal, I probably have to say Tangled, because I just love how the story was played out, and I love Pascal. I love how his character was represented in the movie.
Favorite Disney character?
Pascal. Got it. Especially if he's wearing Disney Dodger ears on him. Yeah.
Favorite food at the parks?
If you have ever gone to the Carthay Theater, the biscuits, the house biscuits, I know Subayo is like in love with them, but she's not the only one that's in love with them. They are really the best thing in the park right now. Yes, those.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us.
I'm here with Roger. Let him introduce himself.
I'm Roger Ogata, and I'm Jolly Roger on Mouseweight.
So, Roger, how long have you been on the app?
About a year and a half.
And what's been your favorite experience so far?
Just meeting so many wonderful people and good friends.
We know that you have posted very nice pictures on the lounge. So we just want to know what camera maybe you use and what your favorite subject shoot is.
My camera is a Canon. It's a T4i. And I've just been taking pictures for about 3 months now. So I'm still new to it. I'm eager to learn. It's been fun. And I love to take night pictures and indoor shots of the attractions.
Without flash, correct?
Without flash, yes. Except for the moose heads.
Okay, those are okay. We've already cleared that one. You can't take those without a flash.
Yes.
So is there something, a family tradition that you have when you go into the parks that you, it's like a must do?
No, I just like it all. Just variety and not the same thing all the time. Just variety and I love to do it all. It's all fun.
Do you have a favorite restaurant or somewhere that you would like to eat with snack or dinner or breakfast?
I haven't ate at any of the restaurants, so we do want to go to Blue Bayou and definitely Carthay, save up for it, but we haven't really ate at very many restaurants there.
And what did you think of this event at 300 Anaheim today?
It was great. It was beyond, it was above the expectation, and it was a lot of fun. The atmosphere here was just great. It's the best bowling alley I've probably seen. It's very nice.
I'm here with Sonia and Rod, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves with their Mouseweight screen names.
Hi, I'm Sonia on Mouseweight.
I'm Bullseye on Mouseweight.
So, guys, when did you first join Mouseweight?
The first time we were in the lounge was in January of 2010. We actually started in November of 2009, just looking through, you know, just kind of nervous because all we had were iPods at that time. Didn't have an iPhone or anything.
What was it that attracted you to Mouseweight when you first started?
It was just all the people. You know, somebody that had something in common with us, you know, with Disney.
Right, the love of Disneyland.
How long have you been Disney fans?
I've been going to Disneyland since I was a baby, since I was 6 months old. So I've loved Disney with all my heart, and I've got him, you know, in with me.
So we became app holders, and I've been going since 64. So
it's a good time. What has been your favorite experience so far on Mouseweight?
Just meeting the people and doing meetups and going on rides all together and just hanging out. It's just been an awesome time.
Yeah, it's the friends.
It's all the friends.
For someone who's maybe lurking the lounge right now and hasn't joined, can you give them a little word of encouragement and what they're missing out and maybe help them?
Don't get scared off. You know, you make mistakes, that's okay. You know, but just don't leave. It's not everybody's, you know, like that.
Same thing. Just come in, join our family. We'll all have a good time together.
Do you guys have any traditions when you go into the park?
Not a whole lot of traditions. I mean, there for a while, we used to walk around, just post wait times day after day after day to exercise because it's a good workout. But our main tradition is that on our anniversaries, we always go to the Blue Bayou.
Very nice. Very romantic. Rod, what's your favorite attraction at Disneyland or at DCA?
I like the racers. That's the best.
What's your favorite part of racers?
When you race against the other cars.
Competition.
Do you have a favorite attraction?
Yes, mine's a Haunted Mansion, especially in the holidays, because Jack's my favorite.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, your favorite character, so it's Jack. And my last question for you guys is, what do you look forward to most being part of this community for the future?
Just doing what we're doing, just hanging out with all our friends and making our groups bigger and just having everybody just have a good time.
Yeah, that's the best thing. It's meeting all the different people, the new people. And that's the best. You know, we go out to dinner together. We hang out on weekends together. It's just, it's a family.
Thank you, Erica. And now on to Mouseweight news. The official podcast of Mouseweight is now available on iTunes. Be sure to go over there and subscribe, and also rate and comment about what you like, also what you dislike, and we will be sure to take those into consideration. And now, friends, tell us about the best post of the week so far in the lounge.
Of course. The best post of the week so far this week in the lounge goes to Chris and the his picture of the hub pre-rope drop. Beautiful picture using a fisheye lens of the hub with the Walton Mickey statue in the foreground, castle in the background, big beautiful sky.
A nice empty hub.
Yes, nice and empty, the way Disneyland should be all the time.
He posts like so many amazing pictures that I just, yeah. I don't know, I just, I start cussing out loud because they're just amazing.
Yeah, Chris takes amazingly beautiful pictures, and this one just goes into his portfolio of other great pictures.
If you want to check out more of Chris's pictures, his username is Chris with a period at the end to differentiate from all the other Chris's.
All right, so that's the best post of the week so far in the lounge. Melanie, can you tell us what events are coming up and what events have happened?
Well, this past week, I'm sure you guys saw Eric831 was posting about proposing to his girlfriend. So on Valentine's Day, he and a couple mouse waiters helped him propose. I believe the video was posted by Minnie Minnie, which is M-I-N-I underscore Minnie, as in the mouse. Mm-hmm. And basically he had the mouse waiters come up one by one and give her a rose, and then he got down on his knee and proposed, and it was amazing.
It was beautiful.
There are tons of pictures in the lounge as well. I'm sure if you search like Ohana Photo or Stitch Legacy, you'll find some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tons of pictures, and the video of the proposal was beautiful.
Yes.
So sweet.
So we want to congratulate Erica and Delia on their engagement. So, Nicole, could you tell me about the interactive question that we have for our listeners today?
Yes. So our question this week is, at the end of January, Walt Disney World celebrated Long Lost Friends Week, and guests were greeted by many rare characters from DuckTales and Robin Hood, just to name a couple. When this week occurs at Disneyland, what characters would you like to see? So send answers to our email, which is mouseweight, spelled out completely, webcastteam@gmail.com, post it on our Facebook, mouseweight, or @replyus on Twitter, @mouseweight. We'll also be posting this question in the lounge so you can answer there, but be sure to let us know and we'll talk about some of your answers next week.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, so be sure to like us on Facebook, Mouseweight. Follow on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr @Mouseweight. Subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/Mouseweight. Also, youtube.com/MouseweightDLTV. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Leave us a review and enjoy. Thank you, Melanie.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Trent.
Bye, guys.
And be sure to tune in next week. We'll see you.